receive your grace. Hail, I will dance forever. Welcome to Mercy Drops, and you may wonder where I've got that name from, Mercy Drops. Well, I wondered as well when I thought of it, first of all, but apparently my memory sort of served me right. We had a lecturer who Alan would know quite well, a man called Paul Mercy, in Bible College, and he used to write in Redemption Tidings. And his column was called Mercy Drops. So that's where my little idea has come from to go alongside Grace Notes. So there is Mercy Drops. And I've already been asked by two people now what my theme is for next year. You'll have to wait and see. You can guess one of them's Alan, because he's always there before anybody else. But he likes to prepare. But Mercy Drops. And tonight we're going to be on the M, which is going to stand for man. And we've already read earlier in our service here, and welcome online anyone who may be watching. But it says in Psalm 8 and verse 5, "For you have made him a little lower than the..." Oh, sorry, verse 4. "What is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor." What a question for the Bible to pose. What is man that you are mindful of him? What is man? What are we? What are we that God is mindful of? Of each and every one of us. You know, there is a real search today for identity. People seem to be confused about who they are, or even what they are. But there is a huge search for identity. But what is man that you are mindful of him? Well, tonight we're going to look very briefly at three Hebrew words. And we need to do that because when we look at the word man in the Bible, there's actually three different Hebrew words that are used. And all of them are very important to our journey this evening. Here in Psalm 8 and verse 4, there's a word Enosh. The word Enosh means mortal, limitation, imperfection, to be frail, to be sick, to be weak, to be sad. So we begin our story in a place of where we are as mankind. Mankind is weak. We have limitations. So when we think about this incredible question that is posed in this psalm, what is man? What is this man who is mortal, this man who is imperfect? What is this man that God is actually mindful of him? And of course, as we continue down here into verse 4, we already get a glimpse of something of the answer. Because it mentions the Son of Man, a title which Jesus himself would use, the Son of Man. And here in the book of Psalms, in this Psalm 8, it is not the Son of Adam that is actually brought to our attention. It is the Son of this mortal being, the Son of these people of limitation, the frailty, the weakness. And it's into that the incredible news of a Saviour would come. The incredible news of one who was not imperfect and one who was whole in every way. In Daniel 7:13 it says, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all the peoples, nations and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away. And his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. Man is in a position of need. Man is looking for identity. Man is in a place of mortality. And yet there was a Son of Man. A Son of Man who would come in all of his perfection. A Son of Man who would come to bring dominion and rule and reign for all of mankind. In Hebrews 2 and verse 6, the writer to the Hebrews repeats these words. But one testified in a certain place, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. What is man that you are mindful of him? What is man that you would send Jesus? What is man that a Saviour would come? Our story of man begins right back in the book of Genesis. And here, the word for man is Adam. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 and 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female. He created them. And then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the ground. Adam means humanness. And yet this humanness was created by God. And the incredible thing is, this humanness wasn't just created like all the other animals, like all the other beings. And, you know, we might be told by evolutionists that we come from the monkey. But the whole creation account totally dispels that theory. Because there was something different about the creation of man. You see, the ape was not made in God's image. The gorilla was not made in God's image. But when God made humanness, when he made Adam, when he made man, he said, "You are made in our image." If you want to know something incredible about identity, you are made in the image of God. What an incredible thought when we think about our weakness, our limitation, when we think about all of the weaknesses of our lives and the sadness of our lives. We are made in the image of God. And because of that, God sees great worth in every single one of us. A worth that goes beyond the animal kingdom. You know, when God looked at all the animals, he said, "This is good." You know, God has a heart for his giraffes. He has a heart for his elephants. You know, he has a heart for all of those little beasties that he made. But when he made man, he said, "This is very good." We were made in the image of God. There's a great verse in the book of James, chapter 3 and verse 9. It says, "With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God." The similitude of God, what is that? Now, what word is that? We are made in the similitude of God. Well, it means in his likeness. We are made in the likeness of God. We are spiritual beings. And there is a sense within each and every one of us, although we are weak, although we have failed, and as you continue with the story of man, the story of Adam, you realize that in Adam, the race fell. In Adam, mistakes were made. In Adam, the curse came. In Adam, sin entered the world. But Adam was made in the image of God. There was something of the likeness of God about him. You know, I find that incredible that God would look at me. And as it's almost like sometimes I think it's like that every spiritual being, including the devil, says, "What is man? God, why are you mindful of him? What is man? Why? Look at him." But God sees that we are made in his incredible image. We are made in the image of God. And being made in the image of God, God sees the potential of identity in every single one of us. Psalm 139:13 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written. The days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. And when I awake, I am still with you. He formed you. He covered you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And the incredible thing is, he sees us right from that point of conception. And he sees us, and it's like, he says, in my book, your days are written. You know, talk about being in the heart of God. The days were fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. You know, what a verse which speaks into abortion in our land. The days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God. The world is looking for identity. The world is looking for an answer. A broken humanity is looking for something. But there is a God who is looking for them. Who sees how precious they are. God has knit us from the womb. And our days are fearfully and wonderfully made. But how are we going to cause the gulf between the frail, broken humanity of fallen man to the place of being restored to our rightful place of identity in who we are in him? Jesus. God, who made us in his image, was made into our image. That's a stolen quote. I didn't make that one up. But it's a good one. God, who made us in his image, was made into our image. And that brings us to our third Hebrew word for man. And we read that in Jeremiah 31:22. It says, how long will you gad about? That's a great saying. How long are you going to gad about? Oh, you backsliding daughter. For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. Now, the word man there is the Hebrew word geber. And it means a champion, a hero, a warrior. And it's the root word of Elgibar, which is the mighty God. A woman shall encompass a hero. You know, I've never seen that verse until I was studying this week. What an incredible verse that is. A woman is going to encompass the hero, one who is going to come to save the whole world. You know, there's a song, isn't there? The world is looking for a hero. The world is looking for a hero. But the hero has come. And a woman has come and given birth to the hero of the world, the mighty God. The Word was made flesh. And it dwelt amongst us. the incredible Word of God. Jesus and the Virgin would give birth, and this child would be called Emmanuel, who is God with us. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. And upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. What is man that you are mindful of him? This broken, limited, sick, weak man. What is man? Well, man is Adam, the humanness, the one made in the image of God, the one made for God's glory, the one made to find fulfillment in his God and in his Creator, but one who lost his way. And one who fell. But what is man that you are mindful of him? God stayed mindful of man. And because he stayed mindful of man, the champion came. A woman shall encompass a champion. The El Gibar, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He would come and he would enter this world and he would live and he would serve and he would minister and he would heal, but he would go to the cross. He would go to the cross seemingly defeated. But he went to the cross as our champion. For he has not put the world to come, of which we speak, in subjection to angels. But this one testified in a certain place, saying, "What is man that you're mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that you take care of him? You made him a little lower than the angels. But you crowned him with glory and honour. And you set him over the works of your hands. And you put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things in subjection under him, and he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, the Son of Man. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, but crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone." Because we are frail, because we are weak, because we have fallen, we deserved the death. But because God is mindful of us, because he sees his image in each and every one of us, he wants us to see Jesus. Because Jesus tasted death for every single one of us. Therefore,
in all things. He had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted. But now he is able to aid those who are tempted. He became the propitiation of the sins. Again, another big word. What is that? But he came and took our place. He came and paid our price. He came as the Son of Man, yet the Son of God. And the Son of God came with healing in his wings. And in tasting death for everyone. Now that everyone can taste life. And in tasting life, we can be restored. And in being restored, we will find our identity. And in finding our identity, we will be renewed under the second Adam. The second Adam who came in perfection and died for you and died for me, for the forgiveness of our sins. What is God? What is man? That he is mindful of us. You are precious in his sight. You are a royal diadem. In him you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Our identity is, we are made in the image of God, and we are made for his glory. What is man that you are mindful of him? Lord, we thank you tonight that you see mankind not through the eyes of judgment anymore, but you see mankind through the eyes of the Son of God who came to take away the sins of the world. We thank you that Jesus was lifted up. And in being lifted up, he came to draw all men unto him. What is man? Yes, we are all sinners. And we all fall short of the glory of God. What is man? We are made in the image of an incredible God. What is man? Because of our champion Jesus, we can be restored, we can be forgiven, and we can be renewed in the presence of our God. Thank you, Lord, that we are always upon your mind. Amen. 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 Lord bless you. Amen.